everybody. Welcome to the show.
These are fun episodes.
These are super fun episodes. We were just talking before we pushed record about, like, we have to actually, we have categories. The pooping crimes, the peeing crimes, the sex crimes, the people hiding in the ceiling crimes.
You wouldn't imagine if you put in certain, like, cues or
keywords,
the shit that comes up.
Yeah, quite literally.
Yeah, sometimes.
I'm going to start with
the stuff that people do.
I know. So if you are new to the show, our What the Hell episodes are about ridiculous crimes and criminals. And I'm going to start today with this one. The spouse is always the first suspect in any missing person case, right? I mean, that's
right.
We kind of know that. As such, police had to thoroughly search Maria Del Carmen's house when she reported her husband missing. While police searched the property, she asked her neighbor to stow her box of full of sex toys. There was a box full of sex toys. Unfortunately for Del Carmen, the container had a bit of a smell, and they didn't, you know, I mean, did you wash them? What's going on? And her neighbors became suspicious, so they opened it up, of course. And they were horrified to learn that the package actually contained the decomposing head of the husband. No other remains were found.
So no toys were in there?
No toys, just the head.
That would have been interesting if there were toys with his head.
So she thought, that's what I thought. She thought that if she told them they were sex toys, that they wouldn't open it, right? Like, she was trying to get them to, you know, like, maybe they will just...
Like we don't want to envision those toys with her.
Yeah, so maybe we won't open it. So she thought maybe that was a safe way to get the head somewhere
else. But it smelled... Yeah. That's why they opened it?
Yep.
Here's my thought.
And they weren't
this.
Afraid of the sex toys, I guess.
Well, I would not be afraid of the sex toys, but I would be afraid of the sex toys in conjunction with that smell.
Yeah.
I think I just would have put it very far away in the garage. Like, that's gross.
Yeah, I know. I would have associated the two as well. Like, oh, she didn't wash them before she put them away or something. So, yeah. You're welcome.
So foul.
I know.
Just his head.
Just his head. No other body parts were found, actually.
So I wonder what she did with his body.
It's such a good question. Are there parcels all over the United States coming to,
like,
all of
why
us
just keep his head?
With bits and pieces of Fred? Or
like,
I know,
maybe it's a trophy, but then why didn't she keep it?
Maybe she got interrupted. You're in the weeds now.
I'm in the weeds. I'm confused.
But this is
the
what
logic
the hell, right?
Or lack of.
Yeah, right.
Naked man crashes through ceiling, proceeds to completely destroy vacationing family's home.
This is a subgenre of What the Hell.
It is. A 24-year-old man was arrested this weekend in British Columbia after he was found naked and stuck in the air vent of a home he had broken into, rummaged through, and completely destroyed. And before I go any further... I just wonder, like, did he go in there naked so he didn't get his clothes dirty? Or he thought that would get him stuck?
He thought there would be, like, something they would be able to identify him by. Like, I know that serial killers sometimes strip down naked when they're dismembering bodies and things because the DNA, you know, like,
yeah,
there'll be no clothing fibers and all that. But
maybe.
I don't know.
Or he liked the sensation of the air vent on his buttocks.
Probably.
According to Castanet, Terrence...
These are the important questions.
Yeah. I digress. Tara Stanley and her family were on their way to Vancouver, roughly a four-hour drive away from Kelowna, I think it's how... I don't know. Ice, you can probably tell us. When she received word from their neighbors that the noise from their home was a little loud.
Sure.
I told her we weren't home, and that is when things got weird. The neighbor calls up.
That's when it got weird.
You guys okay over there? There's just screaming coming from the... So the neighbors later find out that it wasn't Stanley's family making the racket, but an intruder who had somehow managed to break into the home via a vent on the roof of the house. He was stuck in a vent and wrapped in insulation, somehow trying to warm himself with it. He took the wires in the vent on the neighbor's side, and he totally took out the vent on my side and came in through the roof. He started kicking in through the roof above every room in the house. Like, ah! He's just going through it. He totaled my master bedroom, went into the closet and every room. He didn't steal anything, but my bedroom was rummaged through.
Okay.
Wrapped in insulation.
Yeah, which is can be very unpleasant and unhealthy for you.
Wow.
Insulation has all these little fibers in it.
Oh my God.
And they get under your skin. If you've ever done any insulation repair, it's not a pleasant experience. I wonder how he's doing.
Me too.
I mean, the Mensa Club is not coming after him.
No, it is not.
So on March 9th, 2016, police received a call from a man who claimed that his two automobiles had been damaged and actually covered in a delightful mixture of mayonnaise and ketchup. During their investigation, police discovered that the man's girlfriend was the culprit. See, she had discovered that her boyfriend had a wandering eye, and she waited until he visited his side lady before she took advantage of the situation and not so delicately decorated both of the cheater's cars with mayonnaise and ketchup. She was fined for $10,000 for causing property damage and was ordered to stay away from her ex-boyfriend and the new girlfriend. So if you found your spouse cheating, is like mayonnaise and ketchup, which is honestly a delightful dip for your French fries.
Yes.
Should you ever imbibe that?
Yes.
Do you think it was meaningful to the couple? Do you feel like the mixture was meaningful in some way? Or she just wanted like slippery, goopy shit to be all over there? Like,
why would you choose those two things?
Or just to do that? It seems like a lot of work.
Well, it sounds like something that a kid would play a prank like on a neighbor in the 1980s.
Yeah.
Like we had this neighbor that we were 99.5% sure she poisoned my friend's rabbit.
Oh no.
So she was just flipping evil.
Fatal attraction.
So there was a night that we went over there and it was midsummer in the Midwest. So you got a lot of humidity.
Yes.
And we took those American cheese like
the
singles.
Old slices, yeah.
And we put them under every car door handle. I don't know how I came up with this. I might be part sociopath.
So
the next morning when they went to open the car, it was just
gooey cheese.
Yeah.
Which doesn't hurt anyone.
No.
It's just gross and you have to clean it up. So that's kind of.
We threw eggs in their pool too.
Okay. There you go. You heard it here. Kathy's early criminality.
Yeah. That's where it started in the Midwest, in Detroit.
Right. Well, I guess you're right. That's why it reminds you of the 80s, because you were doing these kinds of crimes.
Reminds me of my childhood.
What a delightful memory we stumbled onto. But yeah, mayonnaise and ketchup would just be inconvenient.
I think so. It's a mess.
Yeah. It makes a point, but also you wouldn't think it was criminal, but she got charged $10,000 and for the property damage.
I'm glad we didn't get charged that.
I know. Well, if maybe they had known who you were, or maybe it was
way before Ring cameras,
the 80s. Yeah, exactly.
You could pretty much do whatever you wanted in the 80s and they'd be like, you know, that sucks. That happened to you.
Yeah. That's why us Gen Xers were raised by wolves and, you know, don't care.
We don't.
Okay.
Now, this one does not remind me of my childhood. This next one.
Okay.
So this is a 2-for-1, two crimes involving masturbation.
Okay. Another subgenre.
The first one is called the manure masturbator.
I don't want to know.
Shannon, the heart wants what the heart wants. And what David Truscott's heart wants is cow manure.
No.
Starting in 2005, Truscott, who was in his mid-30s, began visiting a farm in Redruth, Cornwall in the UK. Again, you know, I've had a couple out of the US this time. Usually it's like Florida. At first, he would just take the manure with him. That's how it started. He'd just take it home.
Yeah. Okay. Right?
However, that didn't fulfill his burning desire. So he started rolling around in it and smearing the cow poop on himself while performing sex acts. He was arrested and received jail time for his antics in 2005, 2009, and 2011. The people at the farm really tried to stop Truscott from coming back by removing the manure from the field and putting up bollards. But this only infuriated Truscott. So in 2013, he threatened to kill them. And he set part of the farm on fire. The blaze killed one calf. That part's not funny. Truscott, who has an autism spectrum disorder, also not funny, but he was arrested and sentenced to 10 years in prison, where he'll receive psychiatric treatment. When he is released, there will be a strict restraining order for him to stay away from the farm.
So is the criminality there that he was stealing shit? Because rolling around in shit in your own home is really not illegal, right?
Well, it's kind of breaking and entering.
Okay. Yeah, no, you know? No, I get that. Yeah. It's like trespassing and
how weird.
Things.
Like someone just coming into your space, and I'm thinking like, my dog's poop in the yard. Like, I would be really weirded out if some stranger was coming in there and...
Definitely trespassing.
Yeah.
Definitely restraining order, all those things.
I think where it got bad is when he set the farm on fire.
Yeah, that was the...
That's the arson.
Really the boundary that was crossed. Because in case you don't know, it's, you know, in case you were considering it, not illegal to roll around and shit in your own home. In fact, that's probably called scat play, as they
yes.
say. I'm imagining he had a fetish around like wanting to be shit on and just couldn't find anybody to do it for him.
Right.
That's my guess.
So the second one that I had, I may have been...
More shit talking?
No, I don't think there's masturbation involved. I think I mislabeled that. Oh, no, there is. Sorry. Okay.
She checked her notes, folks. Whoop.
Okay, no, it's there.
I found the word masturbation.
This one's called the Trimet Barber.
Okay.
Jesus. This would have been like somebody I treated when I was working with sex offenders in right. San Francisco. This guy. Okay. On New Year's Eve 2009, police in Portland responded to a strange emergency call. A woman has been on a bus when a man cut off some of her hair. Mm-hmm. Jared Walter, 22, was arrested. And after news of the arrest was released, three other women came forward saying that Walter had cut off even their hair and put super glue in it.
Oh.
He was just sentenced to over 2 years. Mm-hmm. But then less than 2 months after being released from prison, 2013, things took a darker turn. Because we know with fetishes and things, they get bored, they got to up the ante.
Yeah.
Okay? Just like our fellow cow manure guy.
Mm-hmm.
Walter was again on the bus, but instead of cutting hair, he masturbated and then ejaculated into the hair of at least three women. He receives another 2 years in prison. Like, you're just on the bus and you just whip it out and just blow a load on their head.
Yep.
Okay.
Fetish. Obsession.
He's released in 2014.
Addiction.
He's banned from the TriMet transportation system, but that doesn't stop him.
Okay.
From trying to steal women's hair. He'd been out of prison for a month on New Year's Eve 2014 when he tried to cut the hair off a woman in a line at a dollar store.
Oh.
He was arrested again and currently awaiting trial.
I need a hat. Because
I need your hair.
I need a hat to wear. I'm going to never put my hair in public again.
What a freak.
That's awful. So yet another subgenre of what the hell is like when they're snagging little bits of things. Because I remember last time I talked about several cases with like rubbing feet in people's sleep and stealing socks and things like that. Like little bits and pieces for the obsessional.
I think my favorite what the hell that you did was the guy that couldn't help himself from like cutting people's trees in the middle of the night.
That was the best.
And I swore that was my neighbor. Remember?
Yeah. I do. You're like, that looks awfully familiar. Like,
now I'm pretty sure that's him.
Yeah, if you like these, you guys, we've done several what the hell episodes.
And the bee lady, the bee lady that I brought.
That you can search in our episodes and just listen to them all. So I thought you would appreciate this one. Because I know you're a big fan of the service industry, participated in the service industry at one point, and you know, you might like this. And since we know you're a criminal, you could keep this on the we can keep this on the
now
docket.
That that's been disclosed.
We can keep this on the docket of future crimes.
Early conduct disorder.
So instead of the standard 15% tip to express gratitude, one New York woman allegedly left a $5,000 gratuity. And there's a picture here of like the $5,000 written into the tip on a $55 bill. Serena Wolf used her boyfriend's credit card to pay $55.37 of breakfast bill at the Clear Sky Cafe in Clearwater Beach. I believe that's in Florida. I don't know. I'm just thinking it sounds like Florida. Wolf, 24, asked her boyfriend Michael Crane to buy her a plane ticket back to New York. They were having a fight, obviously. Unfortunately for Crane, they got into an argument after he refused, resulting in a 10,000% tip on her total bill at the restaurant. We don't know if the couple ever reconciled, the article says.
Oh, my God.
So, you know, you get mad. Somebody's a jerk.
I was like, that's got to be a revenge.
You just put the $5,000 tip on their credit card. Pretty.
Oh, wow. I'm surprised more people don't do that.
Yeah, right.
Because they don't check anybody's IDs.
Nope.
Even if it says CID.
They haven't in years. Yeah. Decades, probably, at this point. I mean, obviously, the guy can, you can just fight it and say your card was stolen or whatever, but.
Yeah.
Thought you might enjoy that.
That's, wow, that's fucked.
So with American cheese, now you can just add.
The $5,000 gratuity?
Over tipping to the criminality.
Okay.
Okay.
This is a short one. Foiled with auto lock. Suspected car thief in Pretoria, South Africa, was foiled when the auto lock system of the car he allegedly broke into trapped him inside.
Mm.
According to the Star newspaper, the man was stuck for an hour and half shouting for help while amused passersby pointed and laughed.
Oh.
The newspaper reports that when the owner of the car returned, she yelled, "What are you doing in my car?" before unlocking it. At which point, officers from Pretoria Central Police Station promptly arrested him.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? He's like, "I'm stuck. What are you doing? I'm trying to steal it." And he's freaking
help.
Out. I find that some of these criminals that get themselves stuck,
yeah,
they're like the most they're actually really cowardly because the second their crime goes wrong, they like freak out.
It's kind of like they're new to it or something.
I don't know.
Or, you know, when they're not exactly savvy in the ways of like sometimes things go wrong and then you have to problem solve. So maybe just not the brightest beans in the basket, which has always been our premise for what the hell is that they're not the brightest bunch.
Right.
In May 2020, Justin Rogers, 20 years old, uploaded a TikTok video in which he and another man appeared to purchase two watermelons, scoop them out, and wear them on their heads. The two jokesters thereafter went on a grocery store trip where they were even congratulated on their hilarious face masks. However, later that night, surveillance footage from the Sheetz convenience store in Louisiana, Virginia, showed two men shoplifting alcohol while wearing watermelons on their heads.
Why?
Perplexed, the police department issued a Facebook post asking for the community's assistance in identifying the perpetrators, and Rogers was arrested on May 15th, proving that TikTok can actually be useful. The funny thing is there's a photo. Because
the
surveillance photo of the two dudes, like in hoodies and track pants with their watermelons. And the watermelons, mind you, have holes cut out so they can see where they're going. But here's the thing. Here's the funniest part of that, or the part that's most perplexing for me, is that nobody uses watermelons for disguises. So it's just you.
Right, and it's not covering your face.
Oh, it is.
Oh, it is?
They're literally wearing watermelon
heads. Oh, my God. I thought you meant just like a helmet.
No.
They literally put it. That's got to be heavy as hell.
I'm showing her the picture. They're like small watermelons where
they look like aliens.
They literally gutted the watermelon, cut out eyes like a pumpkin head.
Oh, that's hilarious. And put you're right. Like,
but it's like,
you're going to be found.
It's not like a black ski mask where, you know.
Do you think they wanted to be found?
I mean, they were pranking, so maybe. But then shoplifting.
Jesus.
So, I mean.
Wow. Okay. I'm beside myself. All right. What do we have? I think we have another stuck person.
Oh, no.
Stuck in the chimney.
Oh, okay.
This one's here in California.
So maybe the subgenre is not just like falling out of the ceiling, but it's actually just like stuck places. So stuck in the ceiling, stuck in the chimney, stuck underneath things.
While masturbating in manure.
We've had like stuck in the Andy Gump.
Yeah.
Okay.
A California man was held without bond Wednesday after he was nabbed in one of the easiest arrests ever made, said police. Who found the man stuck and covered in soot in the chimney of the home they said he was trying to break into. Keith Allen Schultz, 28, of Ridgecrest, remained in custody on charge of first-degree burglary, according to Kern County court records. Ridgecrest police described a comedy of errors that led to his arrest Sunday afternoon when cops were sent to a home whose burglar alarm had been triggered. At the same time, a call for help was phoned in to police from a woman reporting that her friend was stuck in a chimney.
Uh-oh.
Ironically, the addresses were the same. So the Kern County firefighters had to come out, extract Schultz from the chimney, and then they said one or more accomplices were believed to remain at large. So, that's kind of funny. They're like, my house is being broken into. My friend's stuck in the chimney. And it's like,
I can imagine being on the, just being the 911 caller.
Yeah.
Or the operator, like me being the operator and thinking like, so where's your friend now?
Right.
Is it the one in the chip? No. Okay.
No.
Oh, so this is just, okay. So this is just a stupid one. I don't know how funny it actually is, but it's just one of those ones. So a New Jersey business owner wore a jacket bearing his name and phone number when he stormed the U.S. Capitol on January 6th in 2021. Robert Copatelli, 27, was arrested and charged with four misdemeanor counts of unlawfully entering the Capitol with the goal of disrupting the session of Congress. Now, for those of you who may be outside of this country, when this happened at the Capitol, within the year, there were teams of federal agents all over the country dispatched to find all of the people that they captured on video. Someone close to me lives in another state and actually just sort of sat in their window and watched as three federal agents' cars like zoomed up to their one of their neighbor's homes, and then the neighbor was like taken out and just like put in the car and left. And they later found out that that's why. So there were teams all over the country of people, of them gathering up all of the people that broke into the Capitol and prosecuting them.
Mm-hmm.
So this is how they found Robert. He was wearing his jacket. He'd been on the FBI's radar since July 2021 when an anonymous tipster identified him because he's in the videos. They could see it on TV, and they had this like Copatelli Heavy Equipment Sales and Services Inc. jacket on. Like if I own a company and I got my company jacket on.
Like you can be identified.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. It literally has his last name on it.
Right.
So they issued a federal arrest warrant, and although his face in the videos is clearly disguised because it was mask times where we were all wearing masks and he had a hat on and everything, the business owner's name was clearly visible
on his, oh boy,
left breast and plastered across the back as well.
Left breast,
like a racing jacket. So while wearing the jacket, that he allegedly entered the U.S. Capitol through a kick down door with a swarm of Donald Trump supporters after scaling the Northwest staircase, which officials said was captured on security cameras. So, you know, rioters overran multiple police lines and broke down these doors and raided the joint. And these people, this business owner, you know, allegedly spent 12 minutes walking through the stormed building before crawling through a broken window and leaving. But that was more than enough time to have his jacket, you know, the company's logo matched text and the artwork.
I'm sure the company loved that.
Yeah. And so there's that. He joins more than 1,300 defendants who have been charged in connection with that Capitol riot. As I said, federal agents dispersed, and over about a year or two, they went all over the country and dragged everybody in. So roughly 9 of them pleaded guilty, by the way. So, yeah, but, you know, don't wear your jacket with your name on it.
Identifiable.
To the Capitol riot.
Right.
Which is a federal crime.
Yeah.
I just thought that definitely went in the pile with idiots.
You will.
I mean, I'm glad they're idiots.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, one, it might have been more successful.
Sure.
And two, they wouldn't be so easily caught.
Agreed.
So peace out to the idiots.
Yeah. Like, no, thank you for helping us.
Good job.
You dumbass.
Good job. And what the hell?
Here's my last one.
Got it.
Serial cat shaver.
Yeah. Okay.
Many serious crime stories start with a pet like a cat, though this is definitely not one of them, even though cats are definitely involved. In a town in England, it was reported in January 2016 that someone was accosting cats and shaving fur off of them.
I know.
Right?
No.
Even though we can't think of any conceivable reason as to why any would do that, two cats were found with big patches of missing fur, as though someone had a trimmer, wanted to do something with it, but wasn't very good at it. The cats were understandably left shaken by the whole ordeal. Not funny at all.
No.
But I'm wondering, like, cat fur isn't something we make things out of, right?
No.
So the cats weren't hurt in any other way, thankfully.
Yes.
Other than they were humiliated and terrified, suggesting that the shaving may have been the ultimate goal. The questionable motives of the assailant aside, it wasn't the first time someone had shaved a neighborhood cat. They have a problem over here. The locals remember another case around a year before, this one when a different cat was found to have been mysteriously shaved in a similar manner.
What the fuck with the hair today?
Whoever the serial cat shaver might be, we sure hope they get caught soon so that we can at least understand their motives a bit better. It's like they run up to a cat like, and run away.
It's just the same with your hair napper on the subway or whatever.
Listen, I had hair problems.
Yes.
Masturbation problems, and everyone was getting stuck.
And shit.
Some
with form
shit.
Of feces.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Well, my stories ranged from the capital crimes that are quite serious to mayonnaise and ketchup in cars. And watermelon heads.
The watermelon heads is hilarious.
It's divine.
They thought they were being clever. It reminds me of the wet bandits in Home Alone. He's like, you dumbass. They're going to know it's us every time if you keep flooding the house.
Shut up.
He's like, we're the wet bandits. He's like, bad idea.
That's just stupid, yeah, really.
You might as well just take a photo of yourself and post it.
That movie's
so funny.
Not
that they had that then. But
that movie is hilarious. All right. Thank you, everyone. This has been another episode of Terror Talk. What the hell? We appreciate you so much. My name is Shannon.
And I'm Kathy. Sleep safe, everyone.